hospitalized for at least 100 times.
这实在是经过了死荫的幽谷。
Really, he has gone through the valley of the shadow of death.
可是他一点都没有惧怕。
But he's never been afraid of it.
我们看到他的时候，总觉得他是安详的。
Every time when we see him, he's always in peace.
啊，甚至于里面有一种一种涌出来的喜乐。
And you can even see a joy coming out of his heart.
坤儿告诉我说，他从来不说苦，也从来不抱怨。
And Rebecca tells me that he never complained of pain or discomfort.
因为他不要把更多的麻烦要加在别人身上。
He doesn't want to bother the others.
这是因为他的爱。
Because of his love.
他的爱不一定是在嘴巴上说得很响亮。
So the love is not only reflect on what he talks.
而是默默的不知不觉的我们都能感受得到。
But deeply, subconsciously, you can feel it.
因为他为什么能这样呢？他为什么能不惧怕呢？因为有主与他同在。
Why he doesn't have the fear? Because the Lord is with him.
为什么他能够这样安详呢？因为主的杖、主的竿一直安慰着他。
Why he has peace like this? Because God's rod and staff is always comforting him.
我们今天坐在这里，但愿能够一同的从他这些见证里得到帮助。
So today we're sitting here, hopefully his testimony will also give us comfort.
若是今天我们也有人在艰难中的话，但愿圣经这句话也成为我们的信心和经历。
If any of us are sitting over here also suffering in your life, may the scripture be your testimony and experience.
我再来读第二段的经文啊。
The second scripture.
诗篇十六篇第九节，因此我的心欢喜，我的灵快乐，我的肉身也要安然居住。
From Psalm 16:9, therefore my heart is glad, my tongue rejoices, my body also will rest secure.
提摩太后书第一章十二节，因为知道我所信的是谁。
Second Timothy 1:12, because I know whom I have believed.
我看这个经文好像不太对了， yeah, 看不太清楚啊。
Yeah.
这里是这样 ，OK。对不起，刚才跳了一节。好，还有一处圣经是诗篇一百二十一篇第二节，我的帮助从造天地的耶和华而来。
My help comes from the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth.
骑兵弟兄，在我们看来，他其实身体没有安然的居住。
So from what we can see, that his body is not resting insecure.
但是他为什么能够这么安详呢？
But why can he be so peaceful?
因为他的心里面是有平安的，心里面是有喜乐的。
Because his heart is glad.
他为什么在这样子不能够身体不能安然居住的情况下，他心里面还有平安呢？
Even though his body did not rest secure, why he still have such a joy?
因为他知道他所信的是谁。
Because he knows who he has believed.
因为他知道他的帮助是从造天地的耶和华而来。
Because he knows his help is coming from the maker of heaven and earth.
我觉得我从骑兵身上看到最大的一点就是对神的信心。
The greatest things I can see from 骑兵 is his faith in God.
这么艰难这么痛苦的情况下，他一直没有失去对神的信心。
He has never lost faith in God, even when he gone through so much trial.
他知道他所信的是谁。
He knows whom he has believed.
他知道耶和华是创造天地的主。
He knows the Lord is the maker of heaven and earth.
他的帮助从耶和华而来。
And his help's from the Lord.
骑兵在其实在身体很软弱，但是他并没有停止侍奉。
Even though physically he's very weak, he never stopped serving the Lord.
也许你们都没有看见。
Maybe you've never seen that.
可是教会好多的那个投影片都是他打。
Yeah, lots of the PowerPoint the slides all produced by him.
我们再来看一处的圣经啊。
Let's read another scripture.
好，这里是启示录十四章十三节，说我听见从天上有声音说， 你要写下，从今以后在主里面而死的人有福了。圣灵说，是的，他们息了自己的劳苦，做工的果效也随着他们。腓立比书第一章23节说，我情愿与基督同在，因为这是好得无比的。希伯来书第11章16节，他们却羡慕一个更美的家乡，就是在天上的。启示录21章第4节，我们请一同的来读这节圣经。
Let's read in unison Revelation 21:4.
好，我们一起来，请神要擦去他们一切的眼泪，不再有死亡，也不再有悲哀、哭嚎、疼痛，因为以前的事都过去了。骑兵已经安息主怀，
Chipping has rested in the arms of the Lord.
他息了地上的劳苦。
He has rested from the labor.
对基督徒来说，这个不是一件愁苦的事，而是一件有福的事。
To Christians, this is not something that we feel sad. It's something that's joyful.
因为圣经上说，那个地方是好得无比的。
Because the Bible tells us that that place is very beautiful.
是一个更美的家乡。
It's a better place.
不再有死亡、悲哀、哭嚎、疼痛。
And no more death, mourning, crying, or pain.
他去的地方是怎么样的地方呢？
What place he has gone?
是主耶稣为我们所预备的地方。
It's a place Jesus Christ has prepared for us.
在约翰福音14章第一节到第三节，主耶稣这样说。
And from John 14:1-3, Jesus told us.
我心里你们心里不要忧愁，你们信神也当信我。在我父的家里有许多住处，若是没有，我就早已告诉你们了。我去原是为你们预备地方去，我若去为你们预备了地方，就必再来接你们到我那里去。我在哪里，叫你们也在那里。基督徒的追思礼拜虽然也有伤感，也有眼泪。
Even though there's sadness and tear with the Christians and memorial service.
但是却没有绝望。
But we are not desperate.
因为我们只是暂时的离别。
Because we know we only separate temporarily.
最终我们要与所有的亲友一同到主耶稣为我们预备的美好地方。
At the end, we'll all join with our relatives to the place where Jesus has prepared for us.
所以昆儿很特别的为了今天的聚会，他称作叫做生命的庆典。
So for today's memorial service, Rebecca specifically called it the celebration of life.
我们一同为骑兵有一个庆典。
So we're here to celebrate 骑兵's life.
庆贺他比我们早一步到那更美的家乡。
So we celebrate his life because he has been to the Lord slightly earlier than we are.
所以有首诗歌说，有一地比白日更光彩。
So there's a hymn that says that there's a land that's fairer than day.
虽遥远，我因信得望见。
I can see by faith afar.
我天父在那里常等待。
My father waits on the way.
已为我备安宅在那边。
And has prepared a place for me there.
有一地比白日更光彩，虽遥远，我应信望得见。为我悲哀。
Promise us that things will be done in that way. Because he's a faithful God. Every morning, his love and grace is new. And it will never stop.
Sure.
Jeffrey.
Yes, I'm looking at my phone.
看看我的手机。
So thank you guys all for coming today.
感谢大家今天到我这里来，到这个地方来。
I apologize in advance for trying to translate for me.
That's okay. Yeah. You know what I said.
Yeah. So, you know, thank you for coming from all over the world, all over the U.S., and obviously, there'll be a few of those.
感谢您从世界各地来，从美国各地来，还有一些从很远的地方来。
It's a lot harder than I thought.
Right,
I'm good.
我没问题。
Can't look at my mom. Remember that. So, yeah. So to the outpouring for you know cards, texts, emails, we really appreciate that. It's been overwhelming.
So 最近确实是很多事情，就接到很多的 email， 也送了很多的 text， 还有这些卡片来那。
So thank you. But I would say there's a little bit of irony, if you know my dad, in that he'd be the first one to wonder why everybody was fussing about him today. So that's to our family, that's a little bit funny.
So 听起来可能有点好笑，就是我的父亲可能是第一个会想的，为什么今天这么多人到这里来讨论关于他的事情。
So my grandfather talked about life in. Three different lives, he called it. And it's really talked about three different stages of his life. And I think for today, we'll talk about my dad's last two-thirds of his life.
我的祖父曾经讲过有三种不同的人生和人生的三个不同的阶段。今天我们就来谈谈我爸爸最后的人生的最后三分之一的阶段。
So for those of you that have know him or knew him later in life, it was much different when I was growing up. So my... No,
good. 如果你要是只是知道他最后这后面三分之一的人生的话，那么他这后面三分之一的人生跟我经历的我父亲是完全不一样的。So
it probably is hard to believe if you've seen him in the last few years, but when we were growing up, he was the picture of health.
So 也许你看到他最后这几年都是生病的样子，但是在我的印象中，他永远是一个健康的人。So
he wore the same size clothes at age 50 that he did at 18, which is pretty amazing.
他到50岁的时候，他穿的衣服的大小都是跟18岁的时候一样。
He could still throw the ball like with both hands. He could actually probably throw the ball better with his left hand than his right, which is pretty amazing.
他左右手的力量都一样的。
And well into his 40s, he would still play summer soccer with my friends and I in high school, and he would still probably be one of the best players.
他40岁的时候还能跟我高中的同学一起玩足球，而且他玩得非常好。
So I think growing up, I mean, he was definitely one of my heroes. So,
在我成长的经历中，他一直是我的英雄，心目中的英雄。
Good or not? So I think for you that have known my dad, the thing that uniquely and defines him is probably his devotion to my mom and I.
他一辈子为我和我母亲所做的奉献。
For a good part of my life, he didn't live with us. He had a job in Watertown, New York, where kind of the Canadian border.
所以有很长一段时间，他和我母亲不跟我们生活在一起。他生活在加拿大和美国边界的一个地方。
But regardless of the weather, and there was a lot of snowstorms and blizzards, he would drive 3.5 hours each way every weekend to be with us.
虽然是有很多风暴，经常都下雪，这样的话，他每个星期他都会开车来回3.5个小时来看望我们。
I think if you guys know him, he was selfless, and he would be recognized at work, and he would give those awards and everything to my mom immediately.
对，你知道他认识他的人都知道他是一个非常无私的人。 他不管什么事情，他都把这个好话都归功给他的妻子。
And he never wanted anything, you know, for Christmas or for gifts or anything. It was always about my mom and I.
So 不论是圣诞节还是其他的节日什么，他从来没有为自己要什么，总是为他 为我妈妈和我。
And the one thing I can say is that, you know, for the first part, he didn't live with us, but when he did live with us through my high school, he never missed one of my games. And I played three sports and for 4 years. So that's a lot of games that he attended. So he made sure that he would get off work and he would come to every one of them.
所以虽然有一段时间他没有跟我生活在一起，但是在我高中的时候，我每年有三个运动项目，而且有很多的比赛。可是每一个比赛他都会来参加，他没有错过一次我的比赛。
So early in his life, I think he realized that 3.5 hours was too far to go both ways. And so he made a decision, and you know, the economy wasn't doing so well. So he decided to go back to school in his 40s to get his master's degree in computer science so he could be closer to us.
所以后来他也意识到，就是每天来回三个半小时不是一个解决的办法。所以在他40岁的时候，他就辞掉了工作，然后去重新去读书，然后这样的可以跟我在一起更长时间。
So imagine being in your 40s with kids in college.
所以你可以想象，你40岁的时候，你孩子已经在学校，在大学里面。
To me, that kind of teaches me the persistence that he had, and I carry forward.
所以你可以看到他生命中的他的连贯性，他的一致性。
I'd say with my dad's life, he's taught me a whole different viewpoint on what strength is.
他在他的人生中呢，教导了我很多什么叫力量。
If you talk to my high school friends, they'll tell you that what they remember is that one day he got sick, and he never got better.
但是你跟我高中同学在一起，我跟他讲，就是我爸有一天生病了，然后再也没有好过了。
The one thing I would tell you is that obviously he got sick twice, which is interesting, but the strength he showed is more strength than I've ever seen, and probably more than any superhero would show.
但是他通过这些疾病所表现出来的力量，是我从来没有见过的，也是比我看到的任何这个超级英雄都要来得强。So
I think you can't talk about my dad without talking about the fact that he's a double miracle.
所以谈论我父亲的时候，你没有办法避免谈论他是一个双重的奇迹。
In 2003, he got a lung transplant that actually he was told he never would get. And the doctor took my mom and I aside and said, you know, he has 3 to 5 years to live.
So 2003年的时候，医生把我妈妈带到一边，告诉她，说是你的丈夫只有3年半时间存活。
So we prepared for that.
我们为这个准备了。
In 2016, he was diagnosed with stage 4 pancreatic cancer, and we were told to prepare for 3 months.
2016年，医生又告诉他，他患了胰腺癌，也只有三个多月的时间存活。
So to say that my dad defied the odds is probably an understatement.
所以他真是他的生命所见证的那个奇迹，这是不是偶然的。
So if you look at his life, though, you know, when in 2003, there's some tough moments in the hospital, and he never thought he'd meet his daughter-in-law.
在2003年的时候，当这个对话发生以后，他从来没有想到他能见到他的媳妇儿。
And even after meeting Jess, and you know, he wondered if he would ever be meet his grandkids, if he would be alive long enough.
甚至后来就是见到了 Jessie, 就是我的太太，他有没有想象到他能看到他的孙子们？
So in 2010, he became a grandfather.
二零一一年的时候，他成了祖父。
And then 2012, he was a grandfather for a second time.
所以2012年他第二次成了祖父。But
the whole time he really wanted a granddaughter, but he wouldn't tell us because he already felt like he used all his miracles.
很长时间他是期待有一个孙女，但是他从来没有告诉我们，他因为他的机会已经过去了。So
in 2015, he got his wish.
2015年的时候，他的愿望实现了。And
I think it's suffice to say that Naya had him wrapped around his finger, or her finger. We'll leave that. So to my children who already know, he loved you, and you literally kept him alive for 8 years.
So 对我的孩子们说, 你们祖父非常爱你。
Although I'm not holding it together very well, I think we should try to remember that today's not a somber day or a sad day, because for the first time in 20 plus years, my dad's pain-free.
So 今天并不是到这里来忧伤的日子，是因为在20年来，这是第一天他没有疼痛。
So there's something about my dad that, you know, he was loving, but he was also challenging. So there's two challenges I want to kind of make for you guys today.
我爸爸是非常一个有爱心的人，但他也有两个很大的挑战，今天我想跟你们分享。
So my dad would tell us, and he told Jess as recently as a month ago, that he didn't want people coming to eulogize him afterward. He felt like if you wanted to say something to him, that you should have said it to him when he was alive.
他有一件事情就是说，一个多月以前，他跟我和我的太太 Jessie 说，他说他不希望人家到这里来参加他的追思礼拜。他说，如果你要想什么对他说什么话，在他活的时候就应该对他说了。
So my challenge to you is to say what you need to your loved ones. Don't wait.
所以我对你们的挑战就是说，说你们想说什么就说什么。
The second challenge is if you know him personally or know and you know were close to him, you know he was still pretty private. I don't think anybody can imagine what he endured for the last 21 straight years, being poked and prodded, taking 27 pills twice a day. You know he had a heart attack, he had complications, side effects, pneumonia more times than I think we said. You know hospitalized over 100 times.
你也知道就是说他是一个非常低调的非常就是不太愿意跟别人分享他的痛苦的人但是你要知道在过去二十多年他经历了多少次的这个针刺啊住院啊还有输液啊什么还有这些每天要吃26种药
He never once complained and he never stopped smiling so if you're going through something I think the best challenge for you is to just do it
所以你可以看到就是说他即使经历了这么多痛苦他从来没有他一直是带着笑脸的所以我对你们的挑战也是你们就这样做
So thank you guys for obviously the outpouring of love and support for my mom and for I and my family we really appreciate it and thank you for coming
我感谢大家对我们的一家的关爱谢谢你
Hello everybody, my name is Toby, and today I'm going to sing two songs for Chibing Ye Ye. The first song is going to be one of his favorite songs, Jesus Loves Me.Say goodbye to our old friend, and that song is Auld Lang Syne.
Thank you. Toby， 谢谢 Frank。Yeah.
Thank you, Tony. Thank you, Frank.
这是齐斌，他是最喜欢小孩子的。
齐斌 really likes the kid.
他更喜欢听小孩子唱歌。
He enjoys singing from kids.
所以我想他从在天上在 enjoy 这个小孩子歌声。谢谢。
So in heaven, he is really enjoying this moment.
我今天站在这边是有两种的感觉。
Today I'm standing over here. I have two kinds of feeling.
一方面，我跟那个卢麒麟 交友七年才结婚，然后结婚48年，所以总共在一起我们55年的时间。
We got married after 7 years of dating, and then we married for 48 years. So we've been together for 55 years.
So 心里非常的舍不得。
So really deep in my heart, it's very sad to separate.
我以为我做了准备，但是准备不够。
I thought I prepared this for a long time, but not enough.
Yeah, 每天还是想去看他，但是他不在那里。
Every day I want to see it, but he's not there.
但从另外一个，我今天站在这边最主要的原因，就是要见证神在他身上所做奇妙的工作。
But the main purpose for me to stand over here today is to testify what God has done on his life.
我们都知道，神掌控我们每一个人的生命。
We know God controls everyone's life.
我以前都知道，也听过，但是不是真的晓得是怎么回事。
I knew it and also I understood, I listened, I heard about that, but I don't fully understood.
直到你经历到，说你从心底敬畏神。
And deep inside heart, and then you experience God.
你知道神是轻慢不得的。
You know God cannot be mocked.
因为他是掌握你的，掌握我的生命。
And he can choose your life and my life.
刚刚听 Jeffrey, 还有很多人也知道。齐斌年轻的时候是非常的健壮。
Like Jeffrey just mentioned, and many other people also knew that the 齐斌 was very strong when he was young.
他在学校的时候是校队，又是短跑健将。
He's a sprinter, and also he's a
然后足球健将。
And he played very well on soccer.
然后乒乓，很可惜你们这边有很多人很会打乒乓，但是没有跟他对手过。
He was very good at ping pong, but unfortunately, a lot of you are good at playing ping pong, but never had a chance to play with him.
他的球过来，你以为没事，你接不到的。
When his ball went to you, it seemed like you could pick it up, but actually, it spinned away.
但是有一天他生病了。
But one day he was sick.
一病就是20年。
And he's been sick since then for 20 years.
从一个运动健将到每走几步路就要喘气。
From an athlete to someone who has to take breath every several steps.
当时我们在 Corning 的时候，医生束手无策，因为他得的病是一种肺硬化，到现在医学还是不知道是怎么回事。
When we were in Corning, and the doctor told us, and they had nothing to help, because this is a very unusual disease, the hardening of the lungs, and there's no cure.
所以我们赶快拿了早退休，就搬到加州就诊。
So we decided to retire earlier so we can move to California for the treatment.
所以在这20年中，刚刚 Jeffrey 也讲了，他15年前换了肺。
So over the last 20 years, he changed the lung. He had a lung transplant about 15 years ago.
医生给他5年到7年的时间。
And the doctor told him that he could survive for 5 to 7 years.
而且在这15年前，因为他吃所有的药，每一种药都有副作用。
And he was taking so many medications that each medication has side effects.
你知道他怎么样？从肺病到了心脏病、糖尿病、骨折疏松病、血块在肺里面、在脚里面、在 arm 里面。
So you can see it here. The lung disease leading to the heart disease and had the diabetes and also osteoporosis and also the many other complications.
在去年20个月前，他又得到第四期的那个胰脏癌。
And the last year, about 20 months ago, he was diagnosed stage 4 pancreatic cancer.
我还记得那天去跟那个癌医生讲。
I still remember that day I went to see the cancer doctor.
他说我们不要做化疗。
Let's don't do the chemotherapy.
你最多只有3个到6个月。
You can only survive 3 to 6 months.
但他活了20个月。
But he survived for 20 months.
我当时就告诉医生说，我说 you're wrong, OK, 我说我们的生命 不在你，也不在医学，也不在我，也不在骑兵，而是在神的掌控。
I told the doctor, our lives are not in you, in 骑兵 in, you,、in the doctors or medicine, it's in God's hand.
所以事实上是真的 OK,
actually that's true, yeah.
那个传道书第三章我们都知道，他说生有时，死有时，神造万物，各按其时成为美好。
So the proverb 3 says there's time for death and there's time for life, and God created everything imperfect.
我很喜欢 in God's time, everything He made beautiful. I love this verse. Okay. 第二点，我想分享的是麒麟是。很懂得随时随地随事存着感恩的心。
The second I would like to share is the Qibin knows very well how to give thanks in any occasions.
我记得他小的时候，其实他的不是生长在一个很美好的家庭。
I knew he did not grow up in a very healthy family.
他的父母感情不好。
The parents did not have a good relationship.
而且经济也很紧。
And also they were really tight in finance.
所以他从小就战战兢兢的 过日子，不想给他父母找麻烦。
So when he was young, he was living in fear, didn't want to trouble his parents.
但是他的心灵中从小就有一种渴慕。
But deep in his heart, he has a eager.
但是他也不知道他渴慕什么。
He didn't know what he's eager for.
直到他进了大学。
Until he went to college.
那个大学是中原大学，是基督教办的大学。
And the colleges are as a Christian college.
在校园里，我们就有教堂。
And there's a church inside the college.
所以他有很多机会接触基督徒。
So he had a lot of opportunities to contact the Christians.
他注意到一点，那基督徒的生命好像很不一样。
He noticed one thing that the life of Christians are very different.
好像蛮有喜乐。
And they're full of joy.
那是他没有的。
And that's what he didn't have.
所以当他听了福音以后，他很快就接受了。
So when he heard the gospel, he accepted Jesus immediately.
他一旦接受了主耶稣，他的生命就改变了。
As soon as he accepted Jesus Christ as his personal savior, his life has changed.
因为他找到了那个他所渴慕的事 for a long time.
So he finally found out the thing that he is longing for a long time.
那个时候我认得他的时候，他刚刚是基督徒。
I got to know him when he just became a Christian.
我还以为他是老基督徒。
I thought he was like a veteran Christian.
因为看到基督的香气在他的身上。
I can see the fragrance of Jesus Christ from him.
有一点我很感动的。
One thing I was really moved.
我刚刚说他们家境很紧。
I told him that his family is really kind of tight in finance.
所以他在学校的时候要半工半读。
So he has to work part-time while he's in college.
所以他就选了在那个教堂里清洁教堂。
So he chose to work in the church to clean the church.
但是我听了别人告诉我，他不拿工资，因为出于他感激神的那心，他不拿工资，需要钱但是他不拿。
I was told by the others, he actually didn't get paid. Actually, he could be paid, but he didn't. I choose not to be paid.
我那时候好感动哦。
I was really moved at that time.
一下子掉入情网。
So I all of a sudden fall in love with him.
还有一点，他是对神的爱是一直到现在还是一样的，但是他对人，尤其对我那种感恩的心是随时随地。
So his love to God never changed, and then his heart, his love to me is always, you can see that everywhere, anytime.
我记得有一次我刚刚就是拿了 PhD, 那好像刚刚开始做事，就我这边有很多 Cornell 的同学，那就很想请客嘛， OK, 我就很想请客，但是我又不喜欢做菜，又不会做菜。
So when I received my PhD and I was found my first job, I really wanted to invite a lot of friends, and actually they're also here to treat them nicely, but I was not good at cooking.
I don't even like it. 所以我战战兢兢做完的东西，我也不知道好不好吃，可不可以吃，我都不知道。
So I tried very hard to make cooking, but I didn't know how tasteful it is.
那 我正在紧张的时候，骑兵就走过来了。
When I was worried about this, the 骑兵 came over to me.
他笑嘻嘻的，坤儿，你做的菜很好吃。
He smiled to me and said that your dishes are very delicious.
你要知道这对我有多大的鼓励。
You can't imagine how much inspiration this is to me.
我希望这是给这个年轻的夫妇，你要多称赞你的。
So also encourage all the spouse, young couple over here, you should praise your couple very often.
So, 第三点我要分享的。
The third I would like to share with.
就是他能够默默，刚刚牧师已经，他能够默默地接受任何的。灾难临到他。
He's able to accept anything that happened to him silently.
我现在想想，我自己都不敢相信。
I can't even believe myself.
他从一个健康的人，到每走一步都需要帮忙，或者每走一步都有困难。
From,
我没有讲过一句怨言。
Yeah, from someone who's very healthy, very athletic, to some point that he can't even catch the breath with every single step, but he never complained.
而且他常常拿自己开玩笑。
He often joking on himself.
我记得很多次在等电梯。
I remember many times we're waiting on the elevator.
或者我们在人群中。
Or we're among people.
他会说：“哎，对不起啊，你们请先走。”他说：“我是 slowpole。”
So he often told the others, "I'm sorry, just go ahead. I'm slowpole."
就是他说他是，所以他可以拿自己开玩笑，而且又不 complain。这我还是到现在我还不能够不能够 comprehend 我不能够就是说想象的啊。
I can't imagine he can joke on himself and also able to take it.
所以每当我想到他看到他做那种事情啊，我就从心底更爱他。
Every time I see him doing this, deeply from my heart, I love him more.
我想这也是他为什么可以活得二十年开开心心。
I think that's part of the reason why he can survive for 20 years with joy.
因为箴言13章22节我们大家都知道。
Yeah, from the Proverbs 13:22, we all know about that verse.
喜乐的心是良药。
Joyful heart is good medicine.
忧伤的灵使苦不甘。
And sore heart will dry the bone.
自从他病来以后。
Ever since he got sick.
他外表看起来很弱。
It seems like he looks very weak.
其实他里面非常刚强。
Deep inside him, he's very strong.
我们都知道，他骑兵不知道经过多少次在死亡的边缘。
You can see how many times he went through the shadow of the valley of the shadow of death.
他总是很平静。
He's always with peace.
很多人都告诉我，他不可能没有痛苦。
Many people told me that it's impossible that he doesn't suffer.
但是我相信。他不想加给我任何的负担。
But I believe he doesn't want to give any burden to me.
也就是说，就是说，他不愿意把他自己的苦交在任何人身上。
So he doesn't want to put his own suffering to any other people.
但是现在他走了，我有一点后悔。
But now he's gone, and I feel sorry.
因为我没有机会知道。他真正的感觉是什么？
I don't have the opportunity to know his true feeling.
后来我知道，我知道骑兵是非常了解我的人。
So the 骑兵 knows me very well.
他知道我心里在想什么。
He knows what I'm thinking about.
他已经准备好了。
And he prepared everything.
有一天突然我一想。
And one day all of a sudden I thought.
我想他一定留言在 computer 里。
He must have left something in the computer.
我现在留一段。他的感受，念一段他的感受给你们听。
So now I would like to read a writing that he had, expressing his feeling.
Gentle voice.
温柔的声音。
Far above the noise of life.
喧嚣城市之上有一个温柔的声音。
There's a voice that gently calling.
有一个温柔的声音向你呼喊。
Leave behind your cares and strife.
留下你的思虑与劳苦
Come to me,
到我这里来
I will give you rest.
我给你平安
Bring your anger,
带着你的惧怕
Bring your worry,
带着你的担忧
Do you hear the voice of Jesus calling?
你是否听到了基督耶稣轻声向你呼喊？
Come unto me.
到我这里来。
Gentle voice.
温柔的声音。
So meek and mild.
如此轻慢温柔。
Gentle words of understanding.
温柔的话语如此体贴人心。
You are my beloved son.
你是我所爱的孩子。
Come to me.
到我这里来。
I will give you rest.
我就给你安息。
Bring your grief.
带着你的悲伤。
And bring your cares.
带着你的思虑。
Bring your heartaches.
带着你的心痛。
And bring your sorrow.
带着你的忧愁。
Do you hear the voice of Jesus gently calling?
你是否听到了耶稣轻声向你呼喊？
Come unto me.
到我这里来。
Gentle voice.
温柔的声音。
So full of love.
充满了爱。
Gentle words.
温柔的话语。
So rich in mercy.
充满了怜悯。
You are my beloved son.
你是我所爱的孩子。
Come to me.
到我这里来。
I will give you rest.
我就给你安息。
这些事让我一直思考，让我知道他心里非常平静。为什么他很平静呢？因为他抓住神，抓得紧紧的。
From what he wrote, that I knew that he was in peace, deeply in peace. Why he's in peace? Because he grasps God.
Yeah, 他把他的苦，他把他的痛，都向神，我们的主耶稣讲了。
He has told Jesus Christ all his sorrow, all his pain.
所以他可以走这20年的路，很平静，很喜乐。
So he can walk through the last 20 years with peace and joy.
他现在安息在主耶稣的怀里。
Now he's resting in Jesus Christ.
不再有任何痛苦。
No more pain.
他和我最喜欢的一首歌，等一下我们要唱，就是《如鹰展翅上腾》。
So there's a hymn that he likes really much. That's soar on the wings of eagle.
Yeah, but those who trust in the Lord will find new strength.
那等候耶和华的必重新得力。
They will soar high on wings like eagles.
他们必如鹰展翅上腾。
They will run and not grow weary.
他们奔跑不困倦。
They will walk and not faint.
行走也不疲乏。
Oh, before I go, can I introduce my friends? I have a group of people from Cornell. Would you please stand in?
那我介绍一下我从 Cornell 来的这些朋友们。
Okay, 谢谢。And my family.
我的家庭。
Thank you. And my college roommate.
我大学的室友。
Okay. And the person who traveled the farthest to come to here to see us.
从最远的地方到这里来的人。
林安， where are you? From Switzerland.
从瑞士过来。
谢谢 ，Thank you so much.
Yeah. 好，我们一起来，诵读这一段经文，是骑兵弟兄他最喜欢的。但那等候耶和华的必重新得力，他们必如鹰展翅上腾，他们奔跑却不疲倦，行走却不疲乏。我们一起。但那等候耶和华的必重新得力，他们必如鹰展翅上腾，他们奔跑却不疲倦，行走却不疲乏。
是的，感谢神，他的应许说等候他的必不至于疲乏，必如鹰展翅上腾。我们的弟兄他如今已经飞越过所有的艰难和风暴，翱翔在神的国度里。让我们可不可以一起起立来唱这首诗歌《如鹰展翅上腾》。
忏悔，恢复
时间就是请给各位的亲友弟兄姐妹能够在这里分享，我们欢迎无论是很久以前的朋友，或者是最近的朋友，或者是家人亲人，这段时间请你们宝贵这段这短短的时间来起立。我建议能够到前面来，有音响啊，能够到前面来分享。
So open the time to the relatives, friends, no matter how far you are from and how close you are. So this is time you can come over here to share your life experience with Chi Bing. So I prefer that you come over here to share.
Hello, I'm Yang Yin. 我是跟我先生今天早上从圣地亚哥飞过来的。
大家好，我的名字叫杨宁，我今天早上和先生一起从圣地亚哥飞过来。my name is Yang Lin. I flew from San Diego this morning with my husband.
那今天早上我就是写了一下这个缅怀，我是用英文写的，所以我就用英文来念一下，等会麻烦您放。
I wrote this in English, so I'm going to speak in English.
Whenever I think about Chai Bing, we always call him Chai Bing. Chi Bing, I just felt like a tremendous blessing. For example, last night there was very severe thunderstorm and downpour rain in San Diego. But this morning, the skies was all clear, so we were able to come here on time. And,
每次我叫他叫柴兵，实际上是骑兵哈，就是每次想着他，我就觉得他是一个奇迹。昨天晚上在圣地亚哥还是暴风雨，但今天早上就一切是平安，所以我们能够顺利的飞到这里来。
I have known Chai Bin for 20 years, and I worked for him for 3 years.
对，我认识骑兵大哥已经20年了，但是我也跟他工作相处3年。
As many of you here, I got to know Chi Bin through Rebecca, actually.
那大家也知道，就是像很多人一样，就是我认识骑兵是通过 Rebecca。
When I was about to graduate from college, I have a choice to decide of either working as a consultant in a large company or come to a small city and work for a company that share the same name, Corning.
那，所以我毕业以后，我曾经决定是不是到大公司里面去做一个这个合同。consultant 还是说到一个小的地方小的城市来。
Eventually love won over because my husband actually worked for Dr. Rebecca Liu, and then I didn't know how lucky I was to actually start to get to know Chi Bin and work for him.
所以说后来我的这些决定都不管用，因为我的先生开始为那个昆俄工作，所以我借这个机会就认识了骑兵大哥。
One of the first things that Chi Bin told me was that he's not Dr. Liu. Rebecca is the only doctor in the house. From that, I know that how supportive Chi Bin would be to all people around him.
Chi Bin 对我说是，我不是卢教授，卢博士，我们家里只有一个博士，就是 Rebecca. 所以你可以看出他对 Rebecca 是多么的尊重。
And my hypothesis was proven right because he has really been supportive and nurturing to all the employees he has.
So you can 看出来，就是他对所有的雇员，周围的人，他都非常支持。
Chi Bin was well respected in the company, even though he just had a career change in his 40s, like what Jeff was talking about. But he has already developed many systems for the company, so everybody in the company respect him.
虽然他40岁的时候才换专业，才是转了他的那个就是事业，但他在公司里面非常受人尊敬。他对很多系统都非常了解。
And to me and to many of his employees, he treats us like a very kind and supportive father.
So 对我还有很多其他的雇员来讲，他对我们的支持就像一个非常温柔的父亲一样。
He actually advocated for many opportunities for me. So even when I first just got out of college, but I was able to work on some very important projects.
所以他给我创造了很多机会，虽然我刚刚从大学里面毕业，他就给了我很多这些机会，让我能够就是参与这个重大的项目。
And he was always a cheerleader for my life, whether I was pursuing a project management certificate or choosing to become a stay-at-home mom.
So 他对我的这个职业生涯说一直是很支持，不管是我选择继续在公司里面任职，还是说在家里面做一个全职的母亲。
And actually, I didn't realize how lucky I was to work for Chi Bin until I started to work for the other companies.
So, 我从来没有意识到我是多么的幸运能够为骑兵大哥工作，直到我在其他公司里面工作的时候。
Chi Bin and Rebecca also played very important role in the whole Corning community, especially the Chinese community.
那就可以看骑兵和那个昆俄，他们在这个社区里面也起到了很大的作用。
They played mentoring roles to many of our young professionals.
对这些年轻的职业，对这些年轻的这些我们这些雇员来讲，他对我们的那个这种教导是非常非常重要的。
They also helped us to organize many social events to help us to connect together because it is a very small one company town, so it's very different from the Bay Area. You can imagine it's not easy to be a minority in a company that's dominated by Caucasians.
所以那个小镇里面就是说是大部分都是白人，所以这个我们这个小是属于这少数族裔在那个地方，就是说是缺乏这个社会的这种社交的机会，但他们为我们创造了很多这个社交的机会。
So both Rebecca and Chi Bin are role models for all of us young Chinese Americans there, and for us very more significantly was they hosted a weekly Bible study group.
对啊。所以他对我们这些年轻的这美籍华人来讲，真是他是我们的就是榜样，而且他每个周末都在他们家里面就是开放家庭办这个圣经查考圣经。
It was in that Bible study group that we got to know about Jesus more. And we deepen our understanding of Christianity. And it's through their exemplary life, my husband and I, we decided to be baptized to the church that they service. It was a twin-tier Christian church.
所以在查经班里面我们知道了更多就对耶稣基督认识的更多而且他们为我们做的这个属灵的榜样也激励了我们最后我和我先生都一起就是决定受洗归入基督
So I thank God for allowed my life to be inspired and positively influenced by Chi Bin and Rebecca
我生命中很大一部分都是因为齐斌和那个坤儿他们给我的激励
And I also thank God for all the miracles He has performed in Chi Bin's life.
我也感谢神在齐斌身上所做的这一切神迹。
When I first met him, he was wearing the oxygen tank, and his lung was could have been easily infected.
So 他那时候就是带着氧气罐，他的肺呢就是随时有可能感染。
But he was always very positive and very loving and never.Complain about anything.
但他却一直持着乐观的心态，永远不会抱怨。
And I was so happy to hear that he was able to attend Jeff's wedding to witness the birth of the his grandsons and was even able to go back to Taiwan.
So 我听到他能够参加他儿子 Jeff 的婚礼，又能够就是成为祖父，甚至能够有机会回到台湾，我听到以后非常欣慰。
So fast forward to a couple years ago, we went to visit them in their Mission Viejo homes in Southern California.
So 两年前我到这个就是南湾，这不是南湾，这南加州他们的现在的家里面去探访他们的时候。
And I, like the three grandchildren and my son, they were jumping up and down on the sofa, and they were playing very rambunctiously around the house.
他的孙子孙女还有我的孩子们，他们在沙发上跳来跳去，在房间里面跑来跑去。
But Chai Bin was there, sitting there very contently, very peacefully.
但是齐斌就坐在那非常满足，非常安详。
I just want to thank God for such a fruitful life that Chai Bin has lived.
我非常想感谢神，就是带给他这样一个丰盛的生命。
And he will be cherished forever in my life.
他在我这一生中，我都纪念他。
大家好，我今天其实没有准备说什么话，但是刚才谈了情，我想还是来说几句话，嘴巴也要用用。齐斌
I did not prepare for today's speech, but I have to move.
其实看到今天大家一起来说齐斌的他的一生，他的生活哈，我又想起了另外一位几个星期才离开我们的人，那就是 George Bush。
So today we are commemorating Chi Bin's life and also remind me another person who just left us a few weeks ago, which is George Bush.
Yeah, 我看到很多那个电台呀、电视台都在说，一个人的生命还能比 George Bush 的生命活得更好吗？
So lots of media is talking about how could be a life be better than George Bush.
对，所有的东西他都有。
He had everything he had.
但是我今天想想齐斌呢也不比他差。
But today, when we think about Chi Bin, actually, Chi Bin's life is not worse than George Bush.
真的，我记得几年前我们庆祝他的肺的移植十周年，我们在这里开过一个 party.
I still remember the party we have here to celebrate his lung transplant anniversary for 10 years.
那个时候我们就回忆了一下他的一生啊，从一个留学生从台湾过来，然后进入了自己的家庭，有了孩子，然后。又他用他自己的话来说，他一直是神给了他那么多的额外的那么多年的生活。
So at that time we recalled his whole life and from the overseas student and to like pursue the career and then over the last 20 years he always said that he God has given him extra life.
真的，在他的一生中，我想神给他的这些恩典真的是不比交就不虚差。
So I can see through his life the grace that God has given to him is much better than George Bush.
至于他和我个人的从我个人的印象中间啊，我觉得有三点，我觉得印象特别深。
In my own impression, there are three things I'd like to share with you.
第一个就是像大刚刚才已经说，他永远是喜乐的，他的脸永远是笑的， 不管你在什么样情况，他病得多重，我想这个我就不用多说了。那个家庭 Jeffrey 啊，那个 Rebecca 已经有更多的那个例子可以。
The first one that you already seen, that many people talk about, that so he's always joyful and he's always wear a smile on his face no matter what kind of pain he went through. So I don't want to share too much about that.
第二点我想说的是，他一直以来对年轻人，对后面来的，其实我也不太年轻了，但是。对他来跟他来比来，他是我们的前辈。
So for many of us of a younger age, so he is the really role model for all of us.
他我记得有一次就是我们当时在搞弟兄会，教会的弟兄会，我们要一起组织一起来讨论怎么来搞，然后我们呢就是约好了要到 Fremont 一个蛮远的有一位弟兄解释啊，在那边我们一起吃了饭，然后我们一起讨论。
So one day we were trying to organize a meeting in Fremont, which is far away from here, talking about the brother fellowship.
其实他那个时候已经身体不太好了，但是他就是为了支持这个弟兄会的建立，弟兄会的成长，他就是带了病，他继续也是跑去了，跟我们一起啊提了很多建议，给了我们很多鼓励。
That time he was already very weak physically, but he still showed his support by going out there. And made a lot of comments and suggestions to us.
平时以前我们一起唱歌的时候，我们一起唱四重唱啊什么，他也是对我的讲了很多的鼓励的话。
So a lot of times when we sing the choir like a quartet, and then he also gave a lot of encouragement to me.
第三点我是印象特别深的是，那 Jeffrey 刚才说了，他40岁才去读他的 master degree.
So the third one I want to share is also Jeffrey just also mentioned about that he went to college. The master's degree in his 40s.
但是我不知道 Jeffrey 知不知道他在快70岁的时候还在网上上课，上那些电脑课。
But I don't know if Jeffrey knows that even when he's getting close to 70s, he's still taking online classes.
对，那时候就是为了教会，我们要做那些 slides, 做那很多一些服务项目。他就是在自己在家里和花额外的精力、额外的时间，不断在自就是不断的学习了以后，来为我们大家服侍。
Just to he went online for those online classes in order for him to be equipped and to serve the Lord by making slide like projections, like PowerPoint projections.
所以我觉得他的一生就是不光是自己有了一个美好的、完整的一个 life, 然后其实对着我们后面的人都是一个非常的见证，非常好的见证和鼓励。
So not only his life has been like a very complete in Jesus Christ, and also it's an inspiration to all of us.
谢谢。
Thank you.
My name is Chong Shu Yan, 杨忠书。
我的名字叫杨忠书。
I wasn't going to say anything, but too much memory brings back.
我本来不想说什么，但是很多的记忆都回来。
1971, when I went to Cornell as a kind of young kid.
1971年的时候，我到Cornell大学的时候，我还是一个年轻的孩子。
I want to say to the Liu family.
我想对卢家庭。
That at that time in the Cornell Bible study group, that there were a lot of young kids. I was young, but some of these guys even younger. They were in their even late teens.
在 Cornell 大学的时候有查经班，那时候我很年轻，但是这里面在座的有些比我还要年轻的，只有18岁左右。
And for us, going away from home, and with a lot of stress, and I was from Taiwan, the professor says his lectures, hardly I understand half of it. So,
那时候我是从台湾来的，那时候就是教授讲话我也听不太懂，所以有很多压力。
There was a lot of competition, a lot of stress, and self-inflicted pain and anxiety, worries.
So 那时候有很多的自己造成的这种烦恼，自己的担心，就是而且是有很多的竞争。
But to the Liu family, Kun Er and the Qibing and the Jeffrey, I must tell you, your home will bring a lot of warm feelings and a home-like to many of us.
但是对卢家来讲，就是你们的家那时候给我们带来非常温暖的感觉。
In that kind of stressful life, I remember, I think we went to your home weekly or something like that. They were very hospitable. And we sort of find the family warm feelings in your house.
所以我还记得，就是大概是每个礼拜有一次聚会，在你们家的时候，真是找到那个家的温馨的感觉。
Yeah, and I just realized that when I first arrived at Cornell, Jeffrey was 3 months old.
我记得我到 Cornell 的时候 ，Jeffrey 才刚刚三个月。
And hardly there aren't that many families, let alone families that have kids.
所以那时候就是很多家庭都没有孩子。
So.Jeffrey, you were the darling of the whole Bible study group.
你我告诉你 ，Jeffrey， 你是我真是整个这个圣经查经小组里面的，真是大家都非常喜欢。
And family were the focus of the, our social warmth and all that stuff.
所以说，你们卢家也成了我们这个社会活动的居所。
So, I overlapped my life 4 years with the Lu family.
我生命中有四年时间是跟他们这个卢家是有重叠的。
Nearly 50 years ago.
大概五十年以前。
But left an indelible memory in my heart.
但是我在我生命中却留下了美好的记忆。
I'm sure in many of your hearts too.
我想在座的很多人也有这样同样的感
受。And I'm sure the same warm feeling the Lu family brought to many of your lives too.
我相信他们也给你们带来这种家的感觉。
I want to thank you.
我要感谢你。
I want to thank Qibing, he's not here.
我要感谢齐斌大哥。
Yeah.And how do I describe Qi Bing?
我怎样来描述骑兵呢？
In Chinese, I don't know who said that. There's 5 words that I would describe Qi Bing. That's 温良恭俭让。
In Chinese, there are 5 words describe about us.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now, if I translate, I will try to translate as 温 for gentle, 良 for benevolent, respect, and modest, and humble.And that's Lu Qibing.
Very good translation.
Yeah. Thank you. I learned from you. And if you look Lu Qibing, when you talk to him, you can just feel he look at you from his eyes a sense of understanding and empathy.
每次你看到骑兵的时候，从他眼睛里面都可以看到那种就是真是善解人意的眼光。
If you look at that picture, Qibing was looking down at Kun E. That picture, the fifth from the right.
你看从第五从那边过来第五张、
oh, no, the third from the right.
第三张照片就是从右边过来
I think Qi Bing's love for Kun E is husband love and fatherly love too
你可以看出他是骑兵低头看着昆娥的时候是夫妻之爱也看出他是父亲对女儿的爱
and that's the Qi Bing I remember
这是我所记忆中的骑兵
and that's the Lu family I remember
这也是我所记忆中的卢家
thank you
谢谢
弟兄姐妹，我是跟骑兵弟兄是一起在这个教会。那我想有一那个两周前，我去看我们开车去看 Rebecca 的时候，一起看到电脑里面有一段话。那我现在记忆深刻，但是它是用英文写的，那我只是大概记得那个意思啊，只是大概讲。
So I'm from the same church, Chipping's church. So a couple of weeks ago, right? So went to South California to visit Rebecca and saw a scripture or some words from the computer.
他说：“倘若我有什么恩赐，我将在我有生之年把它尽量发挥出来。”
He said, "If I have any gift, I would like to give out all of them before I die."
但那一天的时候，在主前我可以说，我已经用尽了我所有的恩赐。
So by the time when I see God again, I can say I've already used all my gift.
So, 这我在跟他们就是骑兵和 Rebecca 相处的这么大概八九年的时间里面
，I got to know Qi Bing and Rebecca for about 8 or 9 years.
我有三点体会
，I have 3 things I would like to share.
还有两点感悟
，and some enlightenment too. Enlightenment.
第一点体会就是他。真的是非常的关心关怀我们的弟兄姐妹
First is that he's very caring He's very caring about the brothers and sisters
大概在10年的时候我们搬到这边来
In 2010 we moved to this church
是他们马上就来跟我们打招呼
We moved to this church We relocated this area came to this church and the couple came to us immediately
紧接着还请我们吃了一顿饭
and also invited us for dinner
从那以后他就不仅仅是那个教会，就我们生活中工作中还有教服事中碰到的很多问题，他一直很这个谦卑的，或者是很耐心的来跟我们来讲他的体会。
Ever since then, he has assisted us a lot to be our consultant for any troubles we have in our career, home, and also church service.
其实当时我也是刚刚从新加坡搬到美国来。
At that time, I just moved from Singapore to here.
有很多文化上面的冲击，有很多工作上面的，也有服事上面的这些很多的问题，他们都非常耐心。
At that time, I encountered a lot of conflict, like a cultural conflict, no matter it's at workplace or in the church, and also encountered a lot of difficulties. But they always patiently helped us out.
刚才其实那个我 Top Jeffrey 也分享了，很多人也分享，说是骑兵真的是非常积极的态度，也非常积极面对人生。
So Qibing has a very active attitude and face the life.
那我想分享呢，也是我们是从另外一个角度，是从我们弟兄姐妹的角度去看他这样一个态度。
So I would like to share with you his attitude from the aspect of brothers and sisters.
我们只要他们在这边，我们每次都会去看望他。看望他的时候，我一直在看到他桌上都放了一堆一堆的药。
So as long as they come back to visit us, so we always go to his house and then visit him, and we can see every time we can see on the table, we can see a lot of them.Pills, a bottle of pills laying on the counter.
所以在这样的情况下，我们经常都会，我们有的时候问他，我说你有没有跟神抱怨过？
So we often ask him, have you ever complained to God?
他说没什么好抱怨的。
He said nothing I can complain.
所以这样，他就是这样用这样的一个生命，他自己的生命在不断的在影响到我们。周围的弟兄姐妹。
So he's influencing us with his own life.
还有刚才我们说的，就是他的恩赐哈，其实他有一点，这第三点呢，就他有一点，他在不断的学习，不断的挖掘自己的恩赐。
So we talk about his gift, and he's never stop developing his own gifts, and like try to use his gifts.
我们教会现在用的那些诗歌。大概有一千多首。
So the hymn books we have, like for the church, about 1,000 of hymns.
你很难想象，他是从自己不会打字，学会再把这些全部输入进去。
You can't imagine this is all done by Qibing. He didn't know how to type, and that he was able to type them in.
刚才周芳弟兄也讲了，他说他几年前在学习，在网上学习。
So Frank just mentioned that he was taking online classes a few years ago.
事实上我还有一个更知道，他在他学，也就在几年前，他重新学习怎么样制作网页。
So he also learned how to make a homepage on the website, right? On the internet.
后来我知道他学这个目的是什么呢？
And then I realized that he tried to learn this because
他说他的孩子，他的孙子是混血儿。
Because his son, oh no, his grandsons are mixed, yeah.
所以他们要希望把他们这个文化能够留下来。
He would like to just in the grandsons, grandchildren can take over his culture.
后来我看过他自制的网页，他上面把他们这个家族的整个历史。他全部把它理清了，放在上面。
So you can see on the website, he really just put all the family history, the genealogy.
把一些传统的中国的文化也放在上面。
He also put a lot of things about Chinese culture on the website.
当然还有一些他们家庭的照片都整理出来放在上面。
He also organized all the family photos and put them on the website.
我相信等他们的这些孙子孙儿长大的时候，他们一定会 appreciate it.
I believe when the grandchildren grow up, they will be able to appreciate what he has done to them.
所以圣经里面不断的有很多在提醒，就是我们是客旅，我们是寄居的。
And the Bible tells us many times that we are just the guests. We are not the resident of this world.
所以 在这短暂的人生里面
In such a short life,
齐兵弟兄给我们留下这么多美好的记忆
He has left us so many beautiful memories.
他的生命就真的是在他也一直在延续也影响了我们
His life has continued and has influenced us a lot.
这是刚才提到的三点体会
So these are three things I want to share with you.
还有两点感悟
And also I have some enlightenments.
第一点感悟就是他们每次在的时候我一定去看望他们但是最后他们最后一次在这边的时候那么因为工作忙我没有去
So every time when they come back Saint Ramon I always go and visit them But last time because I was busy I didn't have chance to visit
而这一次恰恰就疾病之中就离我们而去
But this time so he left us
所以我这一点感悟是什么呢就是总要趁着今日还有今日我们天天能够互相的相劝帮助
We should encourage each other help each other when we still have chance to meet each other
所以也是对我们的一个提醒
This is a reminder to us
不要以为还有明日
Don't think that we still have tomorrow
我们今天能做的我们坐在我们弟兄姐妹身上坐在我们身边的人身上
So whatever we can do we do to the brothers and people around us
总要趁着今日
Always take the chance when we still have an opportunity
第二点感悟
Secondly
齐兵弟兄去世的那一天
On the day 齐兵 left us
我正要去上手术台
I was going on the operation room
我然后在打麻醉之前
Before I was put into sleep
不断的一些护士来问啊，你叫什么名字你在住在什么地方
So a lot of nurses came over here to verify my identity where you live and what's your name
冷冷的
Very cold
总算打了麻醉进去了
Finally I was anesthetized and put into the operation room
然后就一切的就是只是昏昏沉沉
And I don't remember much, just basically just in days.
等我出来的时候
When I came out of this,
我只是当然有些疼痛
I only had some pain.
但我想那个时刻我们的疾病弟兄
But at that moment, 疾病
我想那个时候来跟他打招呼的不是那些冷冷的护士
Yeah, at that moment, those who came to greet 疾病 were not those nurse with the cold voices
而是我们那些美好的天使
but those angels and beautiful angels
不要跟他去确认身份不需要跟他去确认身份
okay、so、they don't need to verify the identity with Chi Bin
因为天使知道我们的弟兄就要到美好的天堂
because the angel knows that our brother will go to the beautiful heaven
我手术以后回到现实里面我还有疼痛
So when I came back to the reality after the operation I still have pain
但是我们骑兵弟兄就像圣经里面所说的再也没有眼泪再也没有疼痛
So the brother 骑兵 just like what Bible says no more tear no more pain
这那边是美好的家乡
That's a beautiful home
所以今天我也借此来真的是来分享这一点呢、啊让我们大家真的是在共鸣
So today I would like to resonate my enlightenments with you、to share my experience
嗨 I'm one of Jeff's cousins、my mother、who couldn't make it is one of Aunt Rebecca's sisters andShe wanted me to read this song that I think they used to sing in Bible study back in New York City back in the 1970s.
我是 Jeff 的表兄堂兄，我妈妈今天不能在这里来，她让我把这首诗带给大家。这是在查经班的时候，在纽约的时候，他们经常唱的一首诗。
So the name of the song is called Beyond the Sunset. I think they used to sing it in Chinese, but my English is better, so then I just read the lyrics in English.So it's called Beyond the Sunset, and the lyrics go,、Beyond the sunset, a blissful morning.
Hi. 在日落之前blissful morning. Yeah, you can just read the song.
When our Savior, heaven is beyond, earth's toiling ended, O glorious dawning, beyond the sunset, when day is done. Beyond the sunset, no clouds will gather, no storms will threaten, no fears annoy. O day of gladness, O day unending, beyond the sunset, eternal joy. Beyond the sunset, a hand will guide me to God the Father, whom I adore. His glorious presence, his words of welcome, will be my portion on that fair shore. Beyond the sunset, O glad reunion, with our dear loved ones who've gone before. In that fair homeland, we'll know no parting. Beyond the sunset, forevermore.
他说：“日落之那边，赐福之早晨，在天堂乐尽，与主相亲，劳碌尽完毕，荣耀之黎明。日落之那边，永远欢欣。”
To quote what Jeffrey said, my wife and I got to know Chibin and Rebecca during the second stage of his life.
按照那个 Jeffrey 说的，就是我和我太太在齐斌的人生的第二阶段的时候相遇。
So actually, he and I were born in different decades, so they always joke that I was very young.
我们是在不同的年代出生的，所以他经常说我很年轻。
But actually, I knew him when he was a young 28. I discovered from today's data.
So 今天从今天才我才知道他那时候只是二十岁。
So he was a very young man at that time.
其实他也是很年轻的。
The first thing I noticed about Chibin was that wow, not only I didn't know he was a good athlete, but I knew he had a good set of lungs.
对，我并不知道他曾经是一个很好的运动健将，但我知道他的肺非常好。
Up to today, he's one of the best tenors I've ever encountered personally.
So 他打网球打得非常好，这是我的
tenor.
OK, 唱男高音，他男高音唱得非常好。
I actually didn't know that actually his voice was more baritone than bass, but he just trained himself to become a tenor.
So 虽然他是唱 bass 的声音，但是他能训练他自己能够唱男高音。
So we had a chance to do an oratorio, he was, the thing that came to me was, that I remember was not one of these prima donnas that would tell you how his part should be sung.
So, 经常就是
他唱的时候，因为他唱很好，他不会说，我是会怎么唱，你不用管我啊。我听我讲国语是更加难。And naturally, he played the role of Jesus.
所以就是很自然的，他就是做了耶稣基督的角色。
So he was a very humble man, despite the talents that he had.
虽然他非常有才华，但是非常谦卑。
And he is one of the most soft-spoken people that I have run into.
他说话非常轻声细语。
So he's one of the most kind-hearted people that I've met.
但是却是很坚强的人。
In upstate New York, weather is very bad during the winter.And that he could drive 3.5 hours from Watertown first to Hasbrook Apartments, I guess, and then to Corning was quite a feat.
在纽约上周的这冬天是非常难的，他却能在这个 Corning 和那个纽约之间就3.5小时这样来回开车。
So he really could take a lot of hardship without complaining.
所以他能够就是承受很多的这种艰难却不抱怨。
I only recently knew the kind of physical suffering he went through, although I didn't know he had a lung transplant.
So 我并不知道他有肺移植，最近才知道他经历了这么多的痛苦。
I think he did all that because he was devoted to Rebecca, and then when Jeffrey came along, he devoted to Jeff as well.
所以他这一辈子就是说为昆娥会为 Jeffrey 就是奉献。
So I cannot say I knew him very well because our overlap was maybe 4 or 5 years at Cornell.
我不能说我对他了解的非常多，我跟他之间的交往只是就是在 Cornell 大学的那4年。
But I'm sure he did not know, and I didn't realize that that intersection imprinted a lot of things in my life.
但是他可能不知道，就是说那四年在我一生中的起到的作用是没有不可估量的。
So I also could not meet what Jeff talked about, that the challenge that you say these things to someone when he is still living.
So 就是刚刚 Jeffrey 说是那个挑战，就是说当你 对于那些还活着的人说。
But I do want to say to Rebecca that yes, his life left impressions in my life that I think to today I still try to meet.
所以说，我要对 Rebecca 就是说，他对我一生的影响，就是我现在还是在努力达到他的期待。
I'm glad to be able to come to this celebration and be able to say the words to you.
我很高兴能来参加今天的这就是生命庆典，然后对你说这些话。
And we'll miss him.
我要想念他。
Good morning.
早上好。
我认识齐斌不是很久。
I didn't know 齐斌 very long.
我是以前是在主恩教会。这两年才到这边过来，我们成为一个教会。我要说的是在这几年有几个机会跟他谈话，我觉得就让我想起我的父亲。
I was from DCBC, a different church, but the two churches just merged recently.
罗马书十四章说，我们若活着是为主而活，我们若死的是为主而死，我们或活或死都是主的人，应该说总是主的人。
This reminds me of Father. Romans says, we live for Jesus, for Christ, we die for Christ. No matter death or life, we are Christ for Christ.
他就是活出这样生命的一个人。
So he's one who lived out this life.
因为我看过许多基督徒，不是说只有一两个，很多。我们在最后的生命的阶段里面都是带着喜乐，但是给我印象最深刻的是我的父亲，那因为我跟他比较有接触，还有骑兵。
So I saw a lot of Christians when they faced the last days of their life and with the joys, with the peace, and but really impressed me is my father and 骑兵。
虽然我跟他不是很熟，但是每次我在他旁边又就觉得就像圣经上讲的，他有那个基督的香气，他可以感染到别人。
So every time I was with him, I always feel like there's a fragrance of Jesus Christ, and that's very contagious.
所以圣经也说，我活着就是基督，死了就有益处。这个益处在他身上，也在别人身上。
So I live is Christ, die to die is gain.
是的，那。我想今天他到了天堂的时候，他可以跟神说，当跑的路我已经跑尽了，所信的道我已经守住了。所以耶稣就跟他说，是的，你是良善又忠心的仆人，你进来你要享受那荣耀的冠冕已经给你预备的。感谢主，我们有一个神，我们有那宝贝的娃器在我们里面，不是靠着我们。
So now he's meeting Jesus Christ, and he will tell Jesus that I've kept my faith, I've run my course. And now Jesus says, yeah, there's a glorious crown for you.
我们本来就是个瓦器而已，可是那个宝贝在我们里面，使我们能够有一个不一样的人生。
We are nothing but Jesus. With Jesus Christ in us, we have different life.
所以在他生命里面，虽然像四面受敌却不被困住。
So even though we are surrounded by all the enemies, yet we are not be trapped.
心里作难却不是失望。
Even though we are troubled, we're never desperate.
因为我们知道那一天要来的时候，那是耶稣基督复活的，也要让我们一起与基督一同复活。
So we know that day, when that day comes, when Jesus Christ, the resurrected Jesus Christ will also, yeah, make us resurrected.
我希望今天你如果还没有信主，你了解到这个生命的改变不是靠着一个人怎么样努力，怎么样有智慧。我相信齐斌大哥他是很有智慧而且很有天分，但是他的生命的见证不是因为他是一个成功的人，乃是因为他生命里发出神在他里面的香气。
So if you have not accepted Jesus Christ today, I would like to say some words to youWhatever your life is not based on how hard you work, Qi Bing can live out such an abundant life because, not because of him, but because of Jesus Christ.
Hello, 大家好，我叫海燕，我们家是 认识齐斌和孔哈蛮多年，然后呢，我们是2010年离开这个教会，搬到外州去。但我们知道，齐斌离开的时候，我跟我先生非常的难过。
So my name is Hai Yan. I left this church in 2010. So we haven't seen them for a long time. But when we knew that Xi Bin left us, my husband and I felt very sad.
我想我不要哭，因为齐斌总是笑。我想他也不希望我们都。
So、I don't want to cry because I know Xi Bin always wears a smile.
我第一次看到齐斌的时候是他们刚刚搬到这边来。齐斌那时候还没有患肺。所以他总是提着一个氧气筒。
So first time I met Qi Bin was many years ago. At that time he didn't have lung transplant. He was carrying an oxygen tank.
他每次提着氧气筒的时候来到教会，他都是早早的来到教会。
He always came to the church very early with an oxygen tank.
然后带着微笑给每一个人打招呼。
And smile on his face and greeting to everyone.
然后我们。一起为他祷告，希望他可以有一个肺可以给他。
So we pray together, hopefully that he would have a donor lung.
感谢神，很快有一个很年轻的人，他愿意，他正好好像是车祸，我记得，然后有一个很年轻的肺可以给他预备，我相信是神特别的恩典。
With God's special grace, very soon he got the donor lungs, which is from a very young man, very young lungs, and who died from car accident.
然后骑兵换肺过后，他就告诉我们说他有一个很年轻的肺。
So after the lung transplant, he told us that he has very young lungs.
然后我记得换肺没有多久，我们去他家的时候。他跟我们讲说他每天要数药片20几颗然后很有意思。
So that soon after, not long after transplantation, when we went to visit him, he told us that he has to count how many pills, like 20 some pills every day.
所以在我的记忆里面我从来没有看到他的苦读他的甚至难过他的伤心他总是把微笑把盼望把喜乐带给身边的人。
So in my memory, he never complained his pain, his suffering. He always bring the joy to the others, the peace to the others.
当他患肺恢复了以后，他就开始很积极的在教会里面各样的服事。
Soon after he recovered from the lung transplant, he started doing a lot of ministry in the church.
刚才有很多人提到他做就是诗歌的这个 Snides 有提到他学习所以好像大家感觉他好像是在坐着干事。
So the people mentioned about many things like he was involved in the PowerPoint slide production and many other things. Also take classes online.
但是我的记忆里他是非常强壮的，他是用他的力气也在干事。
It seems like he was sitting there doing things, but in my impression, he was really strong. He's using his life to do these things.
我记得那时候我们教会在这边是 Youth Center, 所以我们每次要有 carry 那个很重的音响。然后要 set up 每个礼拜天需要 set up 音响。
So I remember that we were gathering over here on Sunday worship, and this is using so because we have to set up everything before the worship start, and we have to carry very heavy audio equipment.
齐斌每次他都在。
And every time 齐斌 is here.
他就像一个年轻的小伙子一样，提着重重的那些音响的器材。
So just like young man, he carried those kind of heavy equipment.
他经常让我们忘记了他是一个患了肺的病人。
Often he made me forget that he was a sick man.
以为他是一个很年轻的 young man.
Just like a very young man.
有几次我觉得很内疚，因为我觉得我们那时候因为有一个两个三个的小孩，所以我先生腰也不好，所以我们就没有参与这种很抬这个音响的服饰，所以我心里很难过。我记得我有两次跟齐斌讲。
So I feel very guilty. Actually, at that time, my husband suffered from back pain. Also, I have 3 children, so I was not involved in this ministry. So one time I said to Qi Bin.
我说真是不好意思，你看我们年轻人都不做，每次都让你来做这么重的服饰。
He said, I'm sorry that even the young men like us, we didn't do this, and I have to ask you to do this.
Oh, 他说没有啊，没有啊，他说一点都不重，没关系的，我可以做这些啊，不要 worry。他就拍拍我，我就觉得他就是不想让我觉得难过。
So he just gently tap on me and said that don't worry, don't worry, I can do this. And he doesn't want to make me feel guilty.
然后我还记得他唱歌。
I still remember he is singing.
哎呀，我们圣诞节的时候，坤儿弹琴，然后组织我们一起唱歌，他的声音好好听。
I still remember the Christmas times when 坤儿 was playing piano and we were singing all the chorus.
然后我想讲到最重要的一点，就是他的生命真的是。是更好地服侍了主和服侍了弟兄姐妹。
So his life has served a lot of brothers and sisters.
我们特别喜欢去他们家里。
I really like to go to his house.
坤儿就是那一个一直讲一直讲，他很有热情，然后也很会讲的那一位。
And Rebecca's the one with all the passions. She would like to talk, very talkative.
然后启斌就是那个很温柔，然后充满了爱的眼神看着他的那一位。
And Chibin is always very gentle and look at, gaze on Rebecca with all the love.
他们不用彼此讲我爱你，你就知道了爱在他们中间。
They don't need to say I love you to each other, yet you can see the love is among them.
他们家所有的 display 的那个 window 里面全部都是坤儿的奖项。
You can see all the display panels, it's all 坤儿's rewards.
坤儿自己也包括齐斌最喜欢讲的也是坤儿有多棒。
So Kun Er and Chi Bin, both of them are very bragging how great, how super great Rebecca is.
我好像从来没有听到过齐斌自己夸自己有多棒。
I never heard how great Chi Bin himself is.
可是你知道吗？在我的心里，他真的是一个最棒的 husband.
So he's very super husband, a great husband.
我知道在这个齐斌生病的过程中，坤儿很不容易地照顾齐斌。
I know it's not very easy for Rebecca taking care of Chi Bin during those 20 years.
Sorry, 我每次看到你们的时候，我都觉得齐斌在照顾你。
But every time I saw it, every time I look at the couple, I always feel like Chi Bin is taking care of Rebecca.
我觉得他都在宠着你。
So he's really spoiling you.
我觉得他们夫妻俩真的是对我们家，对我和我的先生特别特别的好，然后在生命里面真的是给我们特别多的帮助。
So they treated us family very, very nicely, and then they helped us a lot.
我们会一生的纪念齐斌，他的生命也会在我们的生命里面产生很大的影响。
His life will play a major role in our life as well.
我祷告我的先生可以从齐斌身上学会怎么爱他的太太。
I pray that my husband can learn from Chi Bin how to love his wife.
谢谢大家。
Thank you.
I have known Rebecca and Chi Bin for too long. My husband and I moved from upstate New York, not from Corning, not far from Rochester, New York. My husband worked for Eastman Kodak Company.
Oh, so 我认识齐斌一家人已经很长时间了。那时候我是在纽约上州，但是不是在Corning， 但是在那个 Manchester。
Rochester. Eastman Kodak.
Eastman Kodak. I'm not very familiar with the area.
When I joined this church, I believe it must be 2005.
So, 大概是2005年的时候，我来到这个教会。
But we move here, I call it epic move, on the wagon westward to California.
对，你自己翻译吧。
就是美国历史上说。你向西走的时候你要走好久，因为你坐在那个马车上面向西边走，走到加州。我们就是从那个纽约州过来，我们也是坐在马车上过来。
Oh, really? So this I don't believe it.
我们是2002来
2002年到这里来的。
So when I talked to Rebecca at church and then I found out we are very have many things in common.
当我遇见 Rebecca， 我跟她交谈的时候，发现我们之间有很多共同的地方。
We came from upstate New York.
我们从纽约上州一起过来的。
Yeah. And then my husband was very ill.
我丈夫也非常就是病得很厉害。
And I was, we moved here because he had stage 4 colon cancer.
因为到这里来是因为我丈夫是结肠第四期晚期。
And he was operated on year 2000.
2000年的时候他接受了手术。
By 2002, the doctor said you only have 6 months to live.
2002年的时候医生对他说你只能有四个月六个月的存活时间。
My husband decided and said, you have to move out. We have to move out of Rochester.
So 那时候我丈夫就决定就说我们一家必须要离开 Rochester.
I don't want you to stay here. To face the severe winter by yourself.
我不希望你一个人独自面对这边的就是严寒的冬天。
Yeah, our three daughters all grown and they're in graduate school, and they have no intention to find a job in Rochester.
我那时候是我的三个女儿已经大学毕业了，但是她们没有意愿要在 Rochester 找工作。
So when I talked to Rebecca, I found out Chi Bing has lung transplant.
所、so, 以我和 Rebecca 交谈的时候发现齐斌有肺移植。
And my husband went through a lot of surgery.
我丈夫也经历了很多的手术。
And he was under the care in the same medical center, UCSF.
他也是在 UCSF 的同样一个癌症中心里面、得到照顾。
So, and my husband, I thought he had a good life.
我想我丈夫有一个很好的医生。
And he fought cancer very, very hard.
他与癌症争斗得非常厉害。
And he lived for 9 years.
他生存了九年。
Not 6 months.
不是六个月。
So, I just want to say two things.
我想说两件事，对坤娥说两件事。
I wrote you that poem in my card.
在我车里面写了一首诗。
Yeah. I quote the poem from a British poet.
是从一个英国的诗人那边引用过来的。
He said, "A thing of beauty."
一个美丽的诗。
Is a joy forever.
是就是能够存到永远的喜乐。
Its loveliness
is a 非常可爱的。
Will not vanish.
永远不消失了。
It will last forever.
永远存在。
And second thing I want to share.
第二件事我想对坤哥说的。
You and Chi Bing gave me a lot of encouragement since I first talked to you.
从我第一次跟你交谈以后，齐斌和你就给了我很多的鼓励。
2005。
2005年的时候。
And my husband passed away.
我丈夫过世的时候。
2009。
啊，我丈夫2009年的时候过世。
So when I think back.I just say, Chi Bing, to me, it's just like Job in Bible.
这反思回顾过去这些年代，我发现就是齐斌就像是圣经里面的约伯。
And you are like Ruth in the Bible.
就像圣经里面的路德。
You are take care of him with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind.
甚至全心全意的照顾他。
That's all I want to say.
这是我要所说的。
弟兄姐妹们，朋友们，平安。
Peace to brothers and sisters and friends.
我叫宁雅仙，我是这个教会的，然后我来这个教会也十来年了。我想就是我认识齐斌大哥，我都叫他大哥，就没有叫齐斌，因为他是我很尊重的一个人，所以每次见那个大姐跟那大姐讲，我叫大哥怎么样，所以联系很多。我想除了他的家人，我跟他的时间，我想接触时间是最多的呀，因为我来这个教会就是每年呢感恩节我都是上班的，因为我在医院工作，所以感恩节我没有休息过。那我是一个单亲妈妈，所以他们总是讲你下了班就过来，什么都不用带，把小孩带过来来接。所以每年感恩节都是在他家。那因为
Well, just for those who don't understand, so she's from this church. She's been here for about 10 years. Actually, over the last 10 years, she has a lot of opportunities to learn Qiping. And actually, she's a single mother and also work in a hospital. So often every Thanksgiving day, so Qiping and Rebecca always invite her to drop the kids to their house.
也从他身上我学了很多，因为我在这边十几年，所以我要讲的从他身上学习了三点最重要。
So I learned a lot from him. So today I would like to share three things.
嗯，一个从他身上我学的什么是感恩的心。
First of all, what's a thankful heart?
我来这个教会的时候，因为听一个姐妹在分享，她讲大哥就是启斌大哥，他是靠氧气呼吸的。
So first, when I just came over here, one sister shared with me that the Qiping was living on the oxygen.
那时候我来的时候他没有用氧气，但是他们讲他是连走路都不能上楼梯的，都是靠着氧气带来教会。
That time that I was told that he could not walk without the oxygen tank.
Yeah, 所以我从那个开始，我每次呼吸，我早上起来就是感谢神，我还能呼吸。
So every morning, since that time, every morning when I was able to breathe, I give thanks to God, so I'm still able to breathe.
因为我在医院工作，看到很多有靠呼吸机的，我以前从来没感谢过。现在我从他那一天开始，我就学会感谢。
So I worked in the hospital, so a lot of people are on the vent, and I never gave thanks. But since that day, I start giving thanks.
然后他还是一个很会鼓励人、很会扶持人、尊重人的人。
He's also someone who always encourage others.
Yeah, 就是我也是来跟他一起在星期五晚上查经，他就讲。我坐在你旁边好不好？因为看到我一个人，因为大家都是呼吸坐在一起。
So on the Friday night, the Bible study, he often sit beside me. Said that you can see all the couples out there, but you're single, so I'll just be with you.
Yeah, 然后平时他是，如果我怎么样做的不好，我知道我煮的东西也不好吃。我一次煮这个面条很烂，我就送着他吃，因为我没来不及，因为他要搬家，所以我就把那个面条也没有泡，就煮了，到他家已经糊掉了。
I'm not very good cooking. One time I cooked the noodles, overcooked, and so by the time brought that to his house, it's already kind of, yeah, very just mess.
然后他讲好吃。
But he said, yeah, it's really tasteful.
Yeah, 我知道，我每次不管做什么东西，他就回应都讲好好吃。
So every time, no matter how bad I cooked, he always say, it tastes very good, delicious.
然后他也是一个尽心尽力服侍的人。
He's also someone who really dedicated, very devoted to the ministries.
他在教会这么多年做那个音响东西，他真是很尽心的。
He has dedicated his most time for all the other audio materials in the church.
然后大家刚刚也见证了，他也是一个很喜乐平安的人。
And he is also someone with the joy and peace.
对，这么多年我认识他，他的身体很不好，他有时候生病了，我去看他的时候。
So the over last few years, you see, is he was suffering so much and physically very weak. And every time we went to visit him.
他总是笑眯眯的，然后没有抱怨过。
He's always wearing a smile on his face and never complained.
有一次在这个诊断的胰腺癌之前。
Right before he was diagnosed pancreatic cancer.
我去他家看到他的脚，他的肚子大的真的是十个月怀孕的。
So I can saw that his tummy and his legs all swell up just like someone who's pregnant for 10 months.
他几乎都不能拉碗。也不能吃东西，因为他手没有力。
And he could not even hold a bowl and eat because his hands were so weak.
所以我就喂他吃。
So I was feeding him.
然后他总是很开心，他就不要等我，就是我很慢的动作。
So he said, "Don't wait for me." So I'm very slow.
然后帮他出血的时候，切血糖，血都出不来。
So when I tried to draw the blood for the blood glucose measure, I could not even get the blood.
但是他的脸总是笑容的。
But he is always smiling at me.
Yeah, 然后这段时间我知道他走路都不能走。
I know at that time he couldn't even walk.
然后他还要起来，在我去他家，他总是要坚持起来。
But every time we went to his house, he always insisted to get up.
即使靠那个氧气袋，他都要倚着氧气袋走路过来。
So even with the oxygen bag, he still carried that with him to walk to me.
最后一次因为放弃了那个就是医生讲不要做化疗然后他要去他的看孙子孙女之前
So before he went to South to visit the grandchildren so 医生 told him to give up the chemotherapy
yeah, 然后我最后一次是跟那个张长老还有晶晶姐我们三个人
So Jingjing and the older Zhang, we went to visit him.
Yeah, 然后去他家，然后他还是要出来陪我们一起吃饭。
But he still insists on going out to eat with us.
所以他在我的印象中，真是他活出了他的丰盛的生命出来。
So in my impression, he really lived out his abundant life.
最后我就讲约翰福音十一章二十五节：复活在我，生命也在我。信我的人虽然死了，他必复活。
And the John 21:15, so resurrection, I'm resurrection, I'm the life. Whoever believes in me will never die.
虽然他走了，我们舍不得。
Even though we feel sad that he's left us.
但是我讲他是去的好多无比的地方。
But he's been to a place that's very beautiful.
Yeah, 那里没有痛苦，没有眼泪。
There's no pain, there's no tear.
他是已经安息主怀了。
He's already resting in Christ.
谢谢。
差不多了，不过若是有弟兄姐妹还很想分享的话，我们还是不要失去这个机会，很快的时间稍微简短一点的起来分享啊。还有没有一些弟兄姐妹要分享的？ OK， 还有没有？没有。好，那我们就唱一首诗歌啊。我们唱这首诗歌，Grace， 就是 Amazing Grace。送两节圣经给坤娥和他的亲人。
So now I would like to give two scriptures to Rebecca and your family.
第一处圣经是罗马书五章二到五节。
First from Romans 5:2-5.
我们又借着他，这个他是主耶稣基督，我们又借着他因信得进入现在所站的这恩典中，并且欢欢喜喜盼望神的荣耀。不但如此，就是在患难中也是欢欢喜喜的，因为知道患难生忍耐，忍耐生老练，老练生盼望，盼望不至于羞耻。因为所赐给我们的圣灵将神的爱浇灌在我们心里。第二处的圣经是腓立比书一章二十节二十一节，照着我所切慕所盼望的，没有一事叫我羞愧。这个我是坤娥，照着我所切慕所盼望的，没有一事叫我羞愧，因为凡事放胆，无论是生是死，总叫基督在我身上照常显大，因为我活着就是基督， 我死了就有益处。我们一同的来把这节圣经送给昆仑，好吧？我们同声的来读。
Okay, let's read in unison and give the scripture to Rebecca.
照着我所切慕、所盼望的，没有一事叫我羞愧，只要凡事放胆，无论是生是死，总叫基督在我身上照常显大。因我活着就是基督，我死了就有益处。我这个礼拜收到一位基督徒作家叫做吴坤生送过的一本书《生命的一份厚礼》。
This week I received a gift from a Christian author, a writer. He's, the book's name is the Heavy Gift.
我读到了其中的一段，非常宝贵。
So I read one part of it.
跟今天也很有关系的。
It's very precious, also related to what we are doing here.
好，这段书是这么写的。他说，人当然会排斥老，抗拒死亡，除非他确知在死亡对岸有大把大把的岁月，有绵延不断的日子。如果死亡是座桥，桥的那头是永恒，离别虽有伤感，可是在巨大的不舍之后，有更巨大的再相遇的把握。
So by nature, men will reject the aging and also death, unless he knows beyond, on the other shore of the death, so there's a lot of years waiting for us and never stop. If the death is like a bridge, and then the bridge, the other side of the bridge is eternity, and then the separation is only temporary. Because even though we have sorrow, yet after all the sadness, we have greater opportunity to meet each other.
骑兵已经到了桥的那一边。
He's already gone to the other side of the bridge.
我们还在桥的这一边。
We are still on this side of the bridge.
但是我们知道有再相会的把握。
But we have the confidence that we are going to meet again.
我们一同唱一首诗歌。
Let's sing this hymn, Meet Again.
我们请 Grace 从头弹一遍副歌。我们一同起立来唱这首诗歌。 愿耶和华赐福给你，保护你，愿耶和华使他的脸光照你，赐恩给你，愿耶和华向你扬脸，赐你平安。我们一同的教会，我们一同的用这句话，这个祷告，我们全教会来为坤娥和骑兵的亲友，我们来给他们献上祝福。好，我们同声的来。
Let's read this all together, to give the blessing to the Lu family. So with this prayer from Numbers 6:24-26.
愿耶和华赐福给你，保护你。愿耶和华使他的脸光照你，赐恩给你。愿耶和华向你扬脸，赐你平安。
好，我们请坐。
Please be seated.
默祷，默祷以后就散会。我们会后坤娥预备了午餐，我们要请林长老为午餐谢饭祷告。